It is Thursday, November 9th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. All that warmth we've been getting is about to come to an end as a cold front comes through. We've got temperatures tomorrow at around 65 degrees with some chances of showers from lunchtime until mid-afternoon. Now let's get to your headlines. North Carolina's auditor, Beth Wood, says she plans to resign on December 15th. This announcement follows a new charge over her alleged use of state-owned vehicles. The Forbes-term state auditor is accused of using a publicly owned car for personal errands. In a statement to WRAL, Beth Wood says she doesn't want to be a distraction. The family of a man shot and killed by Raleigh police in 2019 has reached a settlement of about $1.25 million with the city. Raleigh police say Sohail Majarid had a knife that he refused to put down at the time. Officer W.B. Edwards shot and killed the 30-year-old in a shopping center parking lot. Majarid's father tells WRAL this settlement does not mean justice is served. He says he will use the money from the settlement to honor his son's memory. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh this afternoon. The rally started at Moore Square with protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The group is the same one that led the protests that shut down a Durham freeway last week. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great evening.